The Texas House is going to consider legislation giving Texans $16 billion in property tax relief. That'll be happening today, Thursday, May 18th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
After claiming they were getting out of the business of mutilating and sterilizing children, the largest children's hospital in Texas has been exposed for lying. We'll get to that, but first. Greg Abbott recently asked governors from across the nation for assistance in handling Texas's border crisis. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and Governor Brad Little of Idaho have agreed to send help. DeSantis has committed sending 1,100 personnel, including National Guard soldiers, law enforcement, and other first responders, as well as vehicles and equipment. Idaho's governor hasn't given exact numbers on what he can send, but Governor Abbott's already expressed appreciation on behalf of Texans for their willingness to do anything. By a vote of 93-49, the Texas House gave tentative approval yesterday to legislation protecting women's collegiate athletics from men masquerading as women. Senate Bill 15 was authored by Republican State Senator Mays Middleton of Galveston. It extends the current ban on boys competing in girls' public school sports teams to include Texas's public colleges and universities. Sponsoring the legislation in the House yesterday was Republican Valerie Swanson of Spring. She highlighted the physical differences between men and women in supporting this effort. She also pointed to well-publicized cases of college women being forced to compete against and even share showers and locker rooms with biological men. Some Democrats tried to derail the legislation, such as Democrat John Busey of Austin, complaining that there's no evidence this is an issue. Look, in their reckless embrace of transgender lunacy, a great many Democrats have made themselves scientifically and biologically illiterate. Ultimately, though, even a half dozen Democrats joined in supporting the passage of the legislation. A new report finds that the largest children's hospital in Texas and the United States restarted medical interventions for gender-confused children only 3 days after announcing they'd stopped the practice. Investigative journalist Christopher Rufo has found internal records from Texas Children's Hospital in Houston revealing that the institution continued performing child gender mutilation surgeries. In March, the hospital claimed they were halting these procedures. That was because Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton released a legal opinion explaining that providing minors with sterilizing cross-sex hormones and surgically removing their healthy body parts would classify as child abuse. Meanwhile, video has emerged of an ethics professor at the Baylor College of Medicine named Claire Horner explaining how parental rights are, in her words, the biggest hang-up when it comes to mutilating and sterilizing children. Yeah, parental rights are such an inconvenience. Forgive me, but there is a special ring of hell reserved for doctors who take advantage of mentally disturbed children in the name of cashing insurance checks and creating victims dependent on medical intervention for life. By definition, children do not have the legal capacity to consent to these life-altering procedures. The Texas Minute will be right back, and I'll take a deep breath.
Did you know you can watch the Texas Legislature live? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There, you can find gavel-to-gavel coverage of the legislature, as well as all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like the Headline, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
Let's end today's Texas Minute on a more positive note, shall we? Later today, the Texas House is slated to debate a revised property tax relief proposal that in essence combines the differing proposals originally passed by the Senate and the House. Since the beginning of the session, the House and Senate have been at odds on how to deliver property tax relief. The proposal originally passed by the Senate would increase the homestead exemption from $40,000 to $70,000 and allow seniors and disabled adults to get an additional $30,000 of exemption. Meanwhile, the House's original offering limited how much the taxable value of a property could increase each year by lowering the appraisal cap from 10% to 5%. Both versions offered around $12 billion in new property tax relief. The new House proposal increases the homestead exemption to $100,000 for everyone while lowering the appraisal cap to 5%. An independent analysis by Texans for Fiscal Responsibility finds $16 billion in new tax relief. Now, House Speaker Dade Phelan has claimed that the House plan provides $21 billion in property tax relief. Tim Hardin of TFR explains that the Speaker's number is the result of some fuzzy math created by counting previously existing property tax relief measures. But still, according to TFR's own calculation, this proposal puts the Texas House about $4 billion away from giving Texans the largest property tax cut in history. Any compromise between the House and the Senate must move quickly because the legislative session ends in just 11 days on May 29th. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Waltons, Katie Marshall, Soli Rice, and Sidney Henry. The Texas Minute was produced in the 1836 studios today by Luke Marshall. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.